The fenced-in place there now, you call that a...
Pasture now, you'd have to keep them in a pasture.
What did they call it when it was legal to let them just roam? What did they... Did you ever hear an expression referring to that?
I don't...
Something range?
I don't know.
Open range or free range?
Well, just open range. I've heard referred to as open range.
Is that what you're talking about?
I guess so, you know. As I said, I was small then, and I guess maybe that's what it was, just open range. You didn't have to have them under a fence. You just let them roam around anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They always knew to come in at dark, you know, and they were fenced, pinned them up. And
what'd you call that place that you...
Pinned them in the lot.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that maybe if you wanted to get some land rich so you could plant in it, you'd...
Use the fertilizer from the...
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that fenced-in area you call something besides a lot? Or...
I don't believe I did.
Or a place out in the pasture that you could keep the cows for milking outside, or you could pin them up overnight. Did you ever hear that called a milk gap or cow pen? Or
I've heard of cow pen. I never heard it referred to as anything else.
Mm-hmm. How big was this cow pen?
Well, as I said, we didn't have one. We just kept them in the lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think that it would be a small area,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe just large enough for a couple of cows or three or something like that to roam around in, but not a very big area.
Any special shelters for cows that you, maybe if you didn't have, you saw on other people's land, maybe a place for them to get in out of the rain, or a place if you wanted to, just shelters for them, different, or... in the barn, or, you know, did you ever see any?
I don't think so. I don't know what it would have been called unless it was just a cow shed, you know, but we didn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of any other name to go
by. What did you have for the hogs?
Well, they mostly stayed in a pen, you know, a fenced in place, and people refer to it as a hog pen.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Was that a place, say, if you wanted to fatten one to slaughter them, is that where you'd keep them?
Yeah, you kept them pinned up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did that have a shelter to it? Or?
Yes, most of the time you'd have a shelter, you know, to that, to keep them, maybe one end of the pen covered over. With a pen or something like that. So.
Mm-hmm. What about where you used to keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators? Do you remember hearing people talk about that?
I don't know where they kept it.
Ever since you can remember, you had
kept it in a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
We had a kerosene refrigerator.
Kerosene?
Mm-hmm. It was operated off kerosene. You had to put kerosene in it every night and light it, and
mm-hmm.
it burned out, and of course it was just like any other, it made ice and all.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind we had. I don't know of any other place that they would have kept them. I've heard of some of the old people, I've heard them mention about keeping eggs now, especially. I don't know about any of the other, but they would keep them on the hearth, you know, where the bricks were cool.
Oh, really?
Keep them. I've heard of that before.
I never heard of that. Just how long could they keep them?
I don't know. I don't have any idea, because when I heard of it, I was surprised, you know, to think that people would keep them that would keep them cool, but evidently it did.
Mm-hmm.